lies crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last weekend, with the fields of the Midwest flooded with rain, no hope for planting corn anytime soon, my daughter and I went to Montana to participate in a horse roundup. Along with 35 other riders, we moved 350 horses some 35 miles from high country pasture to the ranch headquarters. The horses ran down railroad tracks, highways, through small towns with snow and rain the first day, sun and blue sky the next 2 days. It was great fun, but tough and hard work. Sitting around the campfire at night, I listened to the cowboys and ranchers that helped herd the horses. What's on your mind? What's good? What's bad? Well, first the good. Ranchers and rural people of Montana are delighted with a tiny rider attached to spending legislation that after 2 weeks of fighting with Congress passed, President Obama signed. The inclusion of that language, which dictates that wolves in Montana and Idaho be taken off the endangered species list. And that has outraged environmental groups. The ranchers are tired of watching wolves killing their calves and killing elk and deer and moose. Now, no longer protected by law, the ranchers will kill the wolves. Livestock, elk, moose, and deer will be safe. Another little rider in the bill eliminates a program to expand wilderness areas in the West. My cowboy friends like this rider. Also, because expanding wilderness areas would limit development of natural resources and hunting. And now the bad that they complain about to me. Most of them own horses, and since the animal rights advocates pushed the government to close down all of our horse slaughter plants in the United States, now what do they do with unwanted horses? They aren't worth as much as they used to be, and they have to be shipped to Canada to find a market. Ridiculous. Without exception, ranchers of the West think the federal government has overreached, and they're solid behind smaller government and less spending. Sounds familiar? Same thing I hear from my farm friends in Illinois. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.